Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 754. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 26 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from the boy least likely to. That song's called A Balloon on a Broken String, and that's on the band's second album, The Law of the Playground, which came out in 2009 on Too Young to Die. That band, based out of Wendover, England, seems to be idle right now, haven't released anything since 2013, but no sign that they've actually broken up, so who knows what that means. I had the band's first album, the third album, the fourth album, but I didn't have this one. I was very happy to stumble upon it and visit what I think was a very wonderful time in indie pop. I got music for you this week. I'm going to play it. I'm going to start in the garage here. This is Loose Lips, and the song is called Coming Home.
Yeah.
Confused there, ending off with Street Eaters from Oakland, California, and the song Interventions. That's on the band's EP Opaque, which came out September 5th on Dirt Cult Records. Seven songs, all punky garage and just wonderful and smart, too. You're going to want to give that one a listen. And then before that, we heard from The Hives with the song Enough is Enough. That's on the band's brand new album, The Hives Forever, Forever the Hives, that came out 2 weeks ago, August 29th, on Play It Again Sam Records. That Swedish garage rock band kind of brought in that second wave of garage rock to at least the commercial charts about 25 years ago, still putting out records, and this one is really, really good. And then before that, we heard from Loose Lips with the song Coming Home. That's on the band's new album, Last Laugh, that came out last Friday, September 5th, on Dig Records. Kind of a Melbourne supergroup featuring members of The Chats, The Prize, and other bands that are, if you know, you know. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. I got a couple of local bands here for you. I'm going to start with The Touchdowns. The song is called See Me Shaken.
Playing my own.
I just lost myself entirely in that one. That is the Casket Lottery with the song Bell Penny. That's from the band's new album, Feel the Teeth, which came out digitally on August 29th, though the vinyl is a little bit delayed. It should be out sometime in the next couple of weeks. That Kansas City band, very much part of the emo come indie rock scene of the late 90s and early 2000s here in Kansas City. Been around forever, just put out so much good stuff. But that right there, wonderful. Bell Penny, probably my favorite song they have ever recorded. And that's saying a lot because I have been a big fan for a very long time. And then before that, we heard from the Touchdowns with the song See Me Shaken. That's on the band's new album, The Movie The Ride, which came out September 3rd. Odd date, from Dumb Ghost Records. A little bit of power pop, a little bit of other things too. It's just a great album to listen to through and through. So two wonderful things there from Kansas City bands. Anyway, we're about out of time, so let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 754, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, lots of things coming up here. On the 8th, we've got the Whiffs playing a fun show at the Bottleneck. On the 9th, Kid Congo is at the Record Bar. On the 10th, Beer on Pet is at the Bottleneck. OK Go hits the Truman on the 11th, or Susanna Joannis hits the Ship. Castle Rat is playing a fun Doom show at the Ship on the 12th, but Heat Seeger is playing at Hillsiders that same night. On the 13th, Here Come the Mummies is playing at the Uptown. Carrie Derry is playing at Raytown Records that night. Train Dodge is at Minibar. Eggs on Mars are at Arts on Broadway. On the 14th, Religion of Heartflake is playing the Minibar. Lower Heaven is playing the Ship that night. On the 15th, Mr. Gnome is playing at Sister Anne's. That'll be a fun show. On the 16th, UB40 is playing at the Uptown. On the 17th, Deftones and Idols come to the T-Mobile Center. And that should do it for now. Looking over at the website, only one new thing posted out there. Again, I've just been a slacker. I've got photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Nan and the One Night Stands and the Rude Cousin Show that happened a few weeks ago at Velo Garage. All right, I do have one more for you, but it's going to involve me butchering some Swedish, so maybe put your fingers in your ear if you're sensitive to such things. The band is Muen Nagarm, and it is on the song I play is called In Bloodvits Nerskrans, and the album is Edsveren, came out 2 weeks ago, August 29th, on Napalm Records. The band has been on Napalm for such a long time. They've put out a zillion albums, very early pioneers in the world of Viking metal. This one has all of the sort of galloping rhythms and tremolo picking and big right into battle sort of elements, as well as folky elements as well, though this one I think I've chosen is one of the more straightforward ones. It's going to be fantastic if you're running on a treadmill. At least that's been my experience. So we're going to end things here. Muen Nagarm with the song In Bloodvits Nerskrans. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. Folk i träd, då föder